ain't getting better, they getting worse. Feel the thirst, not just the verse, but hoping truth gets dispersed. Spend thousands of dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated and faded, feeling jaded, about to burst. Not in tears, cause the years are feeling insignificant. Too legit to quit and always ragging on the president. I'm hesitant, but heaven sent to bring light to the darkness. Sometimes can be discouraged, but focus on the harvest. The hardest part is to guard your heart. Can't trust in our own wisdom, cause it's tainted from the start. We fallen, we fail, missed the mark, hands were nailed. Blinded by sin, the whole world should be reading in braille. But we prevail and yet continue to live in ignorance. Always having the answers, fighting depression with stimulants. When will we as a society reach sobriety? Focusing on IEDs, but don't even know RIDs. Distracted by the bling and the rings, all these things selling our souls to accomplish all our dreams. Huh, it seems, huh, that maybe this world can't fulfill my deepest desires, but that's all you know, so still. You're running drugs, running sex, running people and think that they will fill the empty void, yet the pleasure is gone in a blink of your eyes. Don't be surprised, we all going insane. We repeat the cycle daily, and yet nothing ever changes. Sometimes we brain dead, knowing what we should do, yet ignoring it for pages of the latest self-help book. But my self-help looks like I ain't got a clue in the world my self-help shook. But it's all good, I just ignore my problems and assume I'm misunderstood. So you grind, you hustle, get to the top of your class. Make more money than others and do your best to make it last. You a king in your own mind. Death is coming and you wish that you had more time. But death waits for no man, no man. It don't care about your plans, because death is out of your hands. But that ain't the end of the story, cause there's glory to reveal. You're hungry for the truth, so I come to offer a meal. Everyone always looks to teachers, cause we gotta learn. It's your turn to follow the teacher who grades on the curve. Cause the test we all fail, but he took the penalty for all of us with three nails. Males and females, this the story that we tell. Free of charge so you can't find it in no retail. The truth to the matter is this proof on the platter. Death or life, it's time to choose the latter. Life is freely given to those willing to receive. We broke the law of God, so Jesus the Christ came to bleed. See, when you break the law, you gotta pay your fine. But God's law is so important that it will cost your life. See, we deserve to die, we deserve to rot. And it's all our fault, cause we know what's calling the shots. No one deserves heaven, even on your best day. But Jesus did it all, we gotta say yes to the sensei. We do things his way and we see God on the side. When we're filled with God's spirit, depression has to hide. So more than just entertainment, you gotta learn today that you must repent, and that means that you must turn away from your evil ways, from the things that God don't want. And when you feel God's love, you will have no need to flaunt. So the choice is yours, tell me which one will you choose. Jesus has his arms wide open, we call that good news. The family of God is open to you on one condition. Surrender your heart to Jesus, cause it's time to transition.
All right, all right, all right. Good afternoon to our radio listeners. This is D. Smith with 3T Radio, back live, active, and ready to get it going today. The train is on the move, and we got two awesome guests that are riding with us today. I'm so excited about the two people that are part of, that are participating on the show today. My long, dear friend, Terrence Tremuel, and his lovely wife, Marlene. I mean, man, you all just buckle down, get ready, because they're going to drop bombs today. They're going to talk about this awesome new book that's coming out. So we'd like to really encourage everybody right now to tune in. Make sure that you got something to write on and something to write with. Those that are driving, make sure that you pull over to the side, because the information that's going to be shared might be dangerous for you to be driving and listening at the same time. You might need to park the car, because the info is going to be really good. So without further ado, I want to bring my guests on, Mr. Terrence Tremuel and Marlene Tremuel. What's up?
Hey, good morning.
How are you, my friend?
Man, I'm awesome. What's up, Marlene?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I want to first of all thank the both of you all for being on the show today. This is something that I've been looking forward to for a very long time. My boy Terry, boy, we go all the way back, man, you know.
That's right.
My goodness. And Marlene, I've known you all for so long. Just a beautiful, beautiful couple. Husband
Thank
and
you.
Wife team dynamic. Got two beautiful children. Why don't we, first of all, let's get right into it, Terrence and Marlene. Why don't you, first of all, just tell us a little bit about yourselves right now. Why don't you just kind of personalize your ministry and your business?
Sure.
Well, first of all,
thank you for having both of us on, because this is truly an honor to be a part of this show. I want to congratulate you on such a success with your show and with the message that you're sending out to these young people and people in general who are listening.
Yes, sir.
The messages that you put out there are very important. So we want to, first of all, on behalf of my wife and I, say thank you for allowing us to come on and be a part. Basically, as far as who we are, both my wife and I, we are both involved deeply in ministry. We are two individuals who have been entrepreneurs. We have had an extensive background in finance and an extensive background in financial careers. Currently, I am working to help people who have tax problems, and I'm also working to help people just to minister to their needs, minister to their situations that they have. And both my wife and I work in conjunction with so many efforts and so many things that we'd like to see change and improve in our community. So I'll let Marlene also introduce herself and tell you a little bit about who she is also.
Okay, great.
Oh, good morning, Dwayne.
All right. Hey, Marlene.
Wait.
Before you get started, Marlene, I just want the listening audience to know we about to get it turned up on this train ride today. I'm telling you, because you know, we just keep it real. But go ahead, Marlene. My bad. I'm just a little excited here.
You know, I'm excited along with you, Dwayne, because I know that this day was coming that we'll be able to really go out and minister the word of God, but do it at a level where we can have fun and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And what better way as to talk with the teens, because that's where it begins.
That's right.
Is in the youth. He always says in a word to remember your youth. If you can get wisdom in your youth, oh, you're going to have a powerful adult life. You know, meaning that your decisions, you'll make different decisions because you'll have wisdom.
Yes.
I currently attend Trinity International University. I am getting my degree in the Masters of Divinity so that I can pursue my doctorate in ministry.
Wow.
That is something that God has called me to do, and I'm enjoying it. My focus has always been women. God has called me to the hurting and healing of women, deliverance, helping them go through deliverance so that they can be released from bondage. There's so many hurting young women that are out here. And I enjoy, Dwayne, what I'm doing. I love it.
That is so awesome, Marlene. That is so awesome. One of the things I want to do, though, is I want to make sure, I want to remind our listening audience, you got a couple ways that you could tune in into this exciting show today. Number one, if you're in front of your computer, go right to the website, www.teen-train.org, and then click on the radio banner, and that's a direct link to the radio show. And once you get there, click on Station 2, and then you will be right at our show, and then you could choose whatever listening option. The other way is there are phone numbers that you can dial in to participate in the conversation. So we have open lines where people can actually call in. And so those numbers are also available on the website. So please avail yourselves to this. What I want to do right now is, Terrence and Marlene, you've shared a little bit about your background in terms of your careers and even ministry, where you're headed and where you're going. Why don't you share with our listening audience this exciting book project that you have, because, you know, just the title in itself, it really draws you in when you hear about it, because, I mean, tell them the title of the book. What's the title of the book?
Sure. The title of the book is Divorce Your Debt, A Spiritual Journey from Self-Debt to Deliverance.
Mm-mm-mm. Just that title alone right there, Terrence, made me want to get up and run, Doc, because because just even when you hear the word divorce, you know, we know what's happening out there with relationships. But you know, you're going even beyond just that right there, man. You're dealing with the whole person in this book. So why don't you go ahead and share what this book is about? You know, speaking first of all from the title, and then go ahead and let's get into this book and let's break this thing down.
Sure, no problem at all. Thanks, Dwayne. First of all, divorce your debt. It is, of course, like you said, a spiritual journey from self-debt to deliverance. Divorce your debt. We came about writing this book because we have, of course, in our lives been through many ups and downs. My wife and I, we have seen so many people in our ministry and in things that we have encountered over life. That has led us to understand that there are so many toxic relationships that we have involved ourselves in. And those toxic relationships are with people, with things, with bad habits, with past experiences. And what happens is after a while, what we tend to do is we become unconsciously married to these things in our lives.
Wow.
And so divorce your debt was an intentional word that we use because we know that marriage is really a covenant relationship,
mm-hmm.
and it's supposed to be with a husband and a wife and between God and man.
Mm.
But the word toxic, when you talk about toxic relationships, it describes anything that poisons your body, your mind, or your spirit.
Mm.
So this is why when a person dies from drugs or alcohol poisoning, they have to have a toxicology test done.
Yep.
Well, divorce your debt is really a spiritual, emotional, lifestyle, and financial toxicology test for the readers.
Mm.
And it would allow them to examine themselves and the unconscious toxic relationships or marriages, if you will, that they have formed in each of those four major areas I mentioned before. And so when you look at the spiritual, emotional, lifestyle, and financial, that spells the acronym SELF. And so what this book is really trying to get us to see or get the readers to understand is that we have to, first of all, examine ourselves in those four categories, ourselves, and then we have to identify those things that are considered toxic in our lives. And once we identify those things, then we have to then have the courage to divorce ourselves from those things. And let us make it clear right here. We're not encouraging any marital divorce because we really, truly don't believe in that. We've been married going on 17 years.
That's what's up.
But we do understand that divorce invokes a very serious message for everybody listening. Everybody can relate to divorce in some way, shape, form, or fashion, either through themselves or through someone that they know. So
that's
we know
right.
that the divorce is a legal severing of a marital relationship or a covenant. And so what we want to do is to encourage our readers and our listeners that when you read this book, have the courage to sever yourself from anything that has caused you bondage and anything that you need deliverance from.
Wow, that man, I'm telling you, that right there is, that's the information you just shared, Terrence, is very compelling, brother. It makes me want to grab hold of this thing right now. And the thing that I find that's really exciting is that it's not just a male's perspective. We got a female perspective on this thing as well because, you know, you and your wife co-authored this. And I, first of all, want to commend the both of you all and congratulate you because you're doing some big things. You really are. You all are, you know, you're an encouragement to me. And I'm telling you, I'm so excited about what's happening. Marlene, why don't you share How did this come about as this husband-wife collaboration?
Well, believe it or not, Dwayne, by me ministering to a lot of women, women tend to listen to men quicker than they will listen to women.
Mm.
And I always use my husband as as someone I can bounce ideas off of and to also get sound advice from. And one thing I can tell you about my husband, I'm sitting here right now with my mouth on the floor because
wow.
I'm like, huh, every time I hear him speak, my mouth is opened. You know, because
hey,
God
has used that two of us there, girl.
I'm like, where'd you get that from?
I know.
You know,
I'm like, man, hold on, T-Bell, boy. You tripping, man. See, he wasn't that smart in school, though, but he didn't get smart afterwards.
You know what? Dwayne, that's what God would do for you. He will mature you if you allow him to do it. He can't even take credit for himself, and neither one of us do that, because sometimes when I'm speaking, you know, God downloads some things to me, and I'm like, wow, where did that come from?
Yeah.
But I use him in some of the seminars that I've used. He's come in to speak, and women actually have requested for him to come back so that they can get male perspectives on things.
Yeah.
And I like the fact, too, that we as, you know, me being a woman, can give a woman perspective to men on things. So we like to cross-reference that, because we experience self-detoxification in different ways. What a male goes through to examine himself, we as women, we go through a different process. So that's why we came together for the book, so we
that
can give
so
our
awesome.
Different perspectives. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And I mean, and it seems like a holistic approach to deliverance and growth.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and just, you know, you get into this place where you're starting to get some introspection and you know, and have some real conversation with yourself. I was thinking about that word divorce, and I heard Terrence, you did a great job of chopping that up, man. And I was looking at one meaning for it. It has total separation, disunion between thought and action. So that really lines up with what you all are, you know, this message that you're bringing forth. Like you said, you brought the clarity that it's not about we're advocating for a man and wife to go this route, but what we want you to do is to do away with some of these dysfunctional thoughts and behaviors so that you can get yourself into a better place, you know, and walk in this balance in your life. See, I'm starting to go into the counseling mode here now. Watch
Come
out
on now.
but this that total separation piece, it seems like that's the biggest part for people. Would you all agree, just making a decision that you need to do something different, Terrence and Marlene?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like, you know, when you talk about the word debt itself, it stands for bondage. Because when you study the word of God, it says the borrower is a slave to the lender.
Yeah.
So when you talk about slavery, we're talking about bondage, and we're talking about the fact that we stay so bound to so many things in our lives. We stay attached and married to these things unconsciously, and it could be your past. It could be your background. It could be the fact that you experienced rejection. It could be anything.
Wow.
We stay bound to these things, and we allow them to become a stronghold in our lives, and then we tend to not become all that God has called us to be, and we can't explore that greatness because we're holding on to too much debt and baggage, and this is why we want to make sure that the message of release is communicated to the listeners and to the readers. You can be released, because guess what? The debt had already been paid.
Yes.
He hung on the cross. The debt.
Come on now. Come on now. Hallelujah.
What we experience right now is a false debt. It's a lie. It's a trick of the enemy. And in our book, we explain that debt stands for, D-E-B-T, stands for the devil's best trap. That's what it is. And
my
so,
goodness.
So when we talk about that, we have to look at ourselves and say, what am I trapped by right now? What is trapping me? What is binding me so that I can't live the life that God has called me to live? And how can I release myself or become released or just really access the release that has already been granted to us? How can I do that in my life and then elevate what God has called me to do?
My goodness. You know, I got this script here, you know, brother, but I'm about to tear the script up. I'm just going to flow. Because you know what, you and Marlene, y'all kicking up some stuff over here, man. You know, and you know, Terrence, what you shared, Marlene, you talked about the fact that, you know, it's good to have both these perspectives because it does bring balance and that women tend to listen to men. And you're absolutely right about that. When we talk about the separation challenge, Marlene, have you found that to be, has it been your observation that the females are, is it a little more difficult for them? Or Terrence, have you, in your observation, found this more difficult for the men? Because, you know, I mean, both of you all have shared, and we know it to be true, that we both men and women, we operate a little bit different. We really do. We think, we process things different. We feel differently about certain things.
Right.
That's what defines us. That's what separates us. You know, I mean, it was a book out where they said, men from Mars, women from Venus, or something like that. You know?
Uh-huh.
And so even in what you are doing in this message, you know, have you observed that to be the case, Marlene, that the women are a little more challenging with the separation piece?
Yes.
Okay.
I tell this to my husband all the time, too, just dealing with myself. When we have an issue to confront, and what we like to do is to go deep. You know, why did we respond in this way? Why did he respond the way that he did? And it's because we realize that God made us differently.
Yeah.
We as women, we internalize things more than men do. We're very emotional.
Yeah.
So something that may not bother you, it bothers us, and we'll carry it longer because, for you know, we like to, you know, examine ourselves to see how did I play a role in this, you know, and my feelings are hurt, and so we internalize it more. We become more attached to it. And Dwayne, you know, from birth, God created us to be nurturers.
Yes.
And as nurturers, we feel differently. We respond differently. You know, because we're the ones that's responsible for giving birth.
Yes.
And so we feel the needs of our children. We know when they're sick with them out, you know, without them telling us. So because this very reason, men have to understand that we can sense things that they can't.
Yeah. Wow, that's good. That's real good. So Terrence, what has been your observation with the guys? Have you seen that gentlemen, men, boys, is the pride, is that getting in the way from people kind of moving into this, or?
Yeah, you just hit it on the head. I would say that we both men and women have their challenges with letting things go. It's a different category. And with men, I found that it is pride. It is pride, it's ego. We want to always look like we know what we're doing at all.
Oh, yeah. Look, driving the wrong way, and we still would, right. look, I got this,
Hey, hey, man, say that again.
And what we do is we find ourselves in a bad place, in a dark place, and we could have found a way to go get on the right path and get into the right place a long time ago, but because of pride and because of that, that's a form of bondage. The Bible says, you know, pride comes before the fall.
Yes.
So we tend to find ourselves falling a lot as men. And we do that because we want to have an image of we've got it all together. And so even though women have more internalized things that they may hold on to more, we as men also hold on to things more than they do, because a woman is not afraid to ask for direction. A woman is not afraid to say, hey, I'm lost, show me the way. Men tend to ignorantly go into where we might be in danger, and we
That's
might
true.
Endanger our family, but because of pride and ego and that macho mentality, that masculine mentality, we tend to not even know how much danger we find ourselves in life because of that pride.
Wow, that's so true, man. And as you were talking, I'm sitting over here kind of laughing with that, because I was just visualizing all the times that I'm as a man, you know, that pride starting to swell up, and I know I'm headed in the wrong direction, but I don't want you to tell me how to get there.
That's right, exactly.
Be like, baby, the signs say don't enter. I'm like, I got this. You know?
Yeah.
Let me read the sign, okay?
Exactly.
my goodness. Well, you know, a lot of the people that are listening now are youth. And you know, I know that this, I want both of you all to kind of speak. Why is this message so important to the youth?
Oh, it's hugely important because, number one, most of the bondage that we find ourselves in starts when we're younger. When we are young, we start emulating, we start watching the environment, our parents, the people that are around us, and we start to pick up on things internally that shape who we are. And a lot of times what we don't realize is that in the Word of God, it teaches us that you have to be born again. Yes, we're born of flesh. But at some point in life, when you discover that you are a spiritual being having a natural experience, you have to be born again. And so that means you have to put away the old person. You have to put away all those things that you held on to as a child. You know, when I was a child, I thought I was a child.
Yes, sir.
When I became a man or woman, I had to put away childish things. So childish things are where it starts as a child. We start habits and things. We form habits and things that could affect us greatly in life as we become an adult. And what we're finding is that there are so many people having problems right now as adults because they're still holding on to childish things.
And wow.
So it is very, very important and crucial that young people understand who they are, number one, and understand that they can become so much more greater than their environment or their influences that they currently have right now.
My goodness, we about to get this offer bucket passed around up here. Okay, I'm ready to get an offer, boy. Okay, look, make me remember. Well, I'm telling y'all, well, we got some church going on up in here right now. Marlene, talk about the young ladies. Why do they need to grab hold of this message? And you know, and really, you know, just, man, allow this to help them go to another level.
Well, number one is because hurt women, like Terrence just said, we become hurt at a very early age.
Mm.
And that hurt or that anger transforms into bitterness.
Mm.
And we carry that bitterness on to the point of when we develop into women, and that bitterness turns into envy.
My goodness.
And that envy is going to be displayed in so many different ways. You have the issues of control that you deal with. You have the issue of tearing down other women. And Proverbs 14:1, which is one of my favorite scriptures, Dwayne, is that it says that a wise woman builds her house while a foolish one tears it down with her own hand.
My good, Marlene, can you say that again? Slow that down a little bit. Come on, girl, say that again now.
It's Proverbs 14:1 says, yeah. A wise woman builds her house while a foolish one tears it down with her own hand.
My goodness.
Now, you ask yourself, what does that mean, being foolish? Basically, there's two types of houses that's there. It's the physical house and also the spiritual house.
Mm.
See, whatever you bring into your house, your physical house, on a daily basis, will tear it down.
Wow.
When you're carrying around that anger that's inside of you, that bitterness, you're tearing. First of all, your spiritual house is in dysfunction.
Mm.
So, of course, you're going to tear everything else around you. You're going to blame everybody else for what's going on internally. And it starts from when we're young children. And what women have to realize, young girls have to realize, we have the most prized possession there is, and that's our virtue. That is our virtue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can go into talking about the virtuous woman.
Mm.
We are valued above rubies. You can't even put a price on our virtue.
Come on now.
And that's why we need to teach our young ladies who we are and that we are not for sale, that we need to, you know, respect ourselves.
Yeah.
Hold on to our virtue. And that starts with love. But if you are not in an environment that's conducive to teaching you how to love yourself, teaching you how to say no, teaching you how to say, no, I'm a child of God, I'm a queen. But if you're not taught that at an early age, Dwayne, when you become a woman, only thing you see is destruction. So that's why you're considered being foolish. But that wise woman, oh, that's that Proverbs woman, the virtuous woman.
She's
the one that's going to bring in the spirit of love. She's going to nurture her children. She's going to respect her husband. She's going to love her husband. She's going to create that environment that's going to continue to perpetrate love.
My goodness.
Things that are nurturing to the spirit. Hey, we can go all day with that.
Man, Marlene, that's some good stuff. See, you know what? Now you all are setting up for the next show. You know that's what you're doing, right? Because we're gonna have to get you over here to talk about, man, look, y'all, your marriage ministry is awesome. And I'm gonna put it out there. I'm waiting on that marriage book to come out because you're a powerful 1-2 combination. I'm telling you, Terrence, you know you bringing it, and you're able to address these men, and Marlene, you're able to bring this word to the women, and the bottom line is, you know, both have to grow up. You know what I mean? We both have to grow up. There's been an imbalance. There's been a lot of focus on, okay, let's get these guys right. But if we don't get the young ladies right, then guess what? They're not going to be able to even appreciate or respect that young man. You know?
Exactly.
So, and then what is that going to do? That's going to spin him back maybe to some old dysfunctional thought patterns, ways of doing things. And my goodness, it's just both parties got to be built up. So I love what you all are doing. And what we're going to do is we're going to get ready to take a commercial break, but we're going to come right back, and then we're going to hear more about this book, and you all are going to share with us where we can get this book and everything else that's going on with you all as it pertains to ministry, so our listening audience could really take full advantage. So right now we're going to go to a radio commercial.
Attention all gospel artists, it's your man Black Noise, gospel hip-hop producer from Chicago. If you're looking for some of the hottest beats around, check me out at soundcloud.com/blacknoise. That's BLAQNOYZ. And if you're interested, contact me at twitter.com/blacknoise. BLAQNOYZ. Let's work.
Transition Music Volume 1 with classic tracks like Dream On.
Dream on, dream on.
Gotta prove something.
I gotta prove something.
And gotta have more.
So I gotta have more.
Download the album for free at jitterproductions.com/transition. That's JITA productions.com/transition. Have you transitioned yet?
All right, we're back live with 3T Radio with your conductor, D. Smith. Again, we got Terrence and Marlene Tremuel on the train today dropping bombs. I don't know if you've heard the first segment of the show, but everything is archived. This is a live recording, so you can actually come right back to the website, and you can go to the radio link, and you can actually hear this interview again. And I want to encourage you to do it, play it over and over and over, because Terrence and Marlene are sharing some life-changing principles, and they're still with us live right now. Terrence and Marlene, thank you again for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And what I'd like to do now is I'd like for you all to talk about the God factor with this whole book process, because it is so apparent that the both of you all have a very strong relationship with God, and that you embrace the principles of what's written in Scripture, and it comes out. So why don't you talk about what's the influence, what was the God factor component in writing this book?
Well, the God factor for us is everything. We know that when God inspired us to put this book together, it was based out of all of the pain and suffering that we had noticed around our community and around our family and around everywhere we go, we see suffering. And we know that the closer our relationship became with the Lord, the more he began to show us the things that need to be taught. Quite frankly, there are very little life skills nowadays being taught, not only in the worldly setting, but even in our, unfortunately, our church setting. We spend a lot of time on trying to figure out how to bring members in so that they can be entertained and ultimately increase our tithes and offering. But at the end of the day, we have to really start addressing the needs of the people and start really making sure that the spiritual, the emotional, the lifestyle, and the financial needs of the people are really being met. And so we saw that as a problem, as a deficiency. And so when God began to move in our heart to write this book, he showed us that, you know, you have to, number one, be able to get the attention of the reader, And the attention of the reader was already in the title, the Divorce Your Debt title.
That's right.
Right. You know,
look, you got my attention.
Right, exactly. So he gave us that first, and then he began to download those things that we suffer through. And the self-debt analysis, which is in the book, helps us to analyze where we are in those key areas. And so he downloaded that to us, and then he began to minister to us just about how this would be a tool and a platform for people to have deliverance. Deliverance is not going on enough in our lives, in our church lives, in the world. The reason why we are in the state that we're in right now is because we are not helping people become deliverance. So in the book, we call ourselves deliverance agents. And we're looking for more deliverance agents, or DAs, as it were, because a DA is a legal title for an attorney. And
right.
So use that as also a metaphor for what we're doing, which is deliverance agents. So God is in everything and that we're doing, and the message is overpowered with the Spirit of God.
Man, that's good stuff. I like that, DA. I like that. Now you talked about this assessment that's in the book, because can you just kind of share just a little bit what can the reader expect in this assessment? What's the purpose of the assessment?
Well, the purpose of the assessment is for the reader to look at themselves and have an examination. As we said, this is a toxicology test. So the assessment will ask you very important questions, such as who and what am I indebted to?
Okay.
So you want to start thinking beyond just the financial, even though finances is a part of it, but you want to think beyond that. Who and what am I indebted to? Do I have a spirit of bitterness, as Marlene talked about?
Wow.
Did my background and my childhood create an angry person in me? Are my emotions controlling me? Am I the type of person that reacts on emotions? And then does that affect my lifestyle? Do I make lifestyle choices because I'm emotional? And what choices have I made that have caused me to have financial disruption in my life? So all of these things flow together. The self-assessment is a flowing of how your spiritual, your emotional, your lifestyle, and your financial debt flow together and how they impact each other. So this assessment will give you an opportunity to find out, well, what am I in bondage to? What has been bound? And so now when you're honest with yourself and you look at your circumstances, whether you're young, whether you're older, it doesn't matter. We all come into this world in some form of bondage. And so this is why the God factor, going back to debt, is so important, because it takes only God can release us from our debts. We
That's
can't
right.
release ourselves. To be truthful, only God can give us what's needed to release ourselves. So that assessment really keys in on an honest look at yourself. How toxic are your relationships? Who have you allowed and what have you allowed to keep you in bondage, and how to release that?
My goodness. So in essence, it's like what the Michael Jackson song said, is getting you to look at the person in the mirror.
There you go.
Yeah, and starting to locate yourself. I like that, man. I'm getting excited just hearing you talk about this, because, you know, really, I thank God for the both of you all and you doing this, because sometimes, you know, and I've written a couple books myself, when you sitting down and you're writing, you know, you start questioning yourself along the way. It's like, okay, who's going to read it? You know what I mean? Are people going to enjoy this? Is it going to make a difference? You know, and I just think that self-doubt tries to kick in, and we know whose voice that is. You know, that's trying to come in and deter us and get us off that path. But I'm so thankful that you all stay with this thing, because, you know, everything you're sharing, again, it's just going to force people to take a look at themselves. And the reality is people are walking around pretending. And, you know, it was a song out, oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. You know, people walking around living that way, man, and masking everything. And, you know, and only when you get real,
that's
when you could come to that place that, yep, now it's time. And like you said, and God, he helps us to get to that place, because he wants us whole. Man, I love it. I absolutely
just want to add one more thing to that, Dwayne. When you talk about the young people, the teens, and those who are listening who are young youth, you can see that there's a lot of bondage and a lot of things already starting. All you have to do is look on the Facebook page.
Yes, sir.
If you have friends, you know, people are bullying people. They're talking about people. They're sharing their personal business. They're crying out for attention. They are deficient in so many areas, and a lot of times they don't even understand why they're doing what they're doing. But they're using social media to begin to just tear down and to begin to overexpose themselves.
Yep.
And say things that indicate to us, if we're listening, that there's a problem.
That's right.
So this is such a useful tool, this book, because it's not just for the adult, it's for everybody. Anybody who's willing to be honest with themselves and make sure that their future is better and that they are free from sin and free from shame and all the other areas that we discussed. As long as they're able to be honest with themselves and want this, they can truly benefit from it.
You know, that's awesome. And I know Marlene said something earlier about how important our youth, this future young generation, the young people are. You know, and the scripture is real clear about that, where it says, train them up in the way they should go.
Yeah.
And you know, Marlene, I'd like for you to just kind of speak to the mothers right now about why that's so important, because, you know, with this message, because I can hear some people right now, they're hearing this, and the parents are getting excited because it's like, wow, I need that. But again, you know, it's this generation that's coming up behind us. They need it. They need it just as bad, if not more, because, you know, whenever we step aside, they're going to be the next ones assuming leadership. And if we can't shape their minds and get them moving in that direction now, my goodness. Marlene, could you speak a little bit to that? Because you're
sure.
A mother and you know, you're a wife, you're a businesswoman, you're a minister, educator, you know, you're a life coach. Can you speak to the mothers right now as to why they need to, you know, first of all, get this book for themselves, but then even for their daughters?
One of the things I like to always say, Dwayne, is that people listen to what you do, not what you say.
My goodness.
They listen
to
what you do.
Man, that's deep, for real. I mean, because you know what? I'm sitting over here trying to think about that now.
Because your actions speak louder than your words. I can tell a child all day how to act, you know, what to do and not to do. And then as a parent, we turn around and do that very thing.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I just told my child not to dress a certain way. Okay, I told her verbally. But then I turn around and I dress the same way. You know, those words just went out the door. I'm going to see. Think how a child learns. When a baby, they learn by what they see. They duplicate what they see. They follow you around the house, you know, and it's amazing if you watch them. And that's one of the things we did with our children. We watch them, and they actually repeat what we do. And we want to know sometimes how they pick up bad habits.
Right.
Well, hello, they saw you.
Yeah, that's right, Mom.
You know how we have our little secret hideaway places in our house where we'll hide some of our favorite snacks?
Yes.
Even when they're little, they're watching you. And when you go back to go and get your potato chips, guess what? They're not there. See, you see the bag. You see the bag over
there.
They
found out, huh?
Yeah, they found out. You didn't have to tell them anything. They learned by watching. So I say that to say, we as mothers, we are the nurturers of the house. We are the ones that set the tone for the house. You know, there's a saying, if mama's not happy, nobody's happy in the house.
Oh, my goodness.
We are the ones that teach our children at an early age how to respect ourselves, you know, how to love, how to treat one another. And guess what? They're going to carry that on into their relationships.
Yep.
How we dress is so important. You know, Terrence just mentioned the Facebook. You know, they're crying out for help. Well, the parents are crying out for help as well. If you see children on there taking pictures of selfies, you got adults on there talking about selfies. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Where's the leadership here? We have to teach leadership, and it begins in our house. Mm. And for young ladies, the very first prized possession that we as women, we have to teach our daughters about is our virtue.
Mm.
Because we are the ones that will teach.
young men how to respect us. And I always say people will respect what you respect.
Oh, my goodness. Man, that's true. That's true.
If you respect yourself and say, hey, I am a young lady. I love myself. You will not disrespect me. You will not raise your voice and talk to me any type of way. You will not call me out any type of name except for the one that my parents gave me. You have to respect yourself. And guess what those young men are going to do? They're going to respect you.
Yep.
And I've seen it. I've seen it, you know, all throughout my life, that the women that demand respect, they get respect, and then the ones that do not, that were never taught respect, Dwayne, they want to know, Marlene, how is it that he talks to you like that? But for me, he, you know, he curses and he does all that. I said, you know what? It's respect.
Yep.
Men are capable. You have to set the standard and allow them to come up to that standard. It all begins with standards and loving yourself.
Wow, that's so powerful, Marlene, and it's so profound yet simple. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I was just thinking when you were talking about how children learn, you know, the observation, association, and teaching, and we know the teaching piece is just a repetitious things that we say and do, and that just kind of gets down on the inside of you, and next thing you know, you're acting that out. And I heard. A person shared this with me. They said people vote with their feet. So you know, they, you know, you pay attention to what they're doing, and then you know where they're going, right? And so,
yeah.
I so appreciate what you just said, because it's right there on the money. And I know that we got different people that are out there dealing with the same stuff, both in the church and outside the church. Who is this book for? Can you all tell us, who is the book for? Is it for the people that are behind the four walls, or the people that are outside the four walls? Is it for the folks that's in the ghetto? Is it for the people that's in the you know, who are you targeting?
It's for everyone, Dwayne.
Everyone can benefit from this book, because it really, even though it has a godly overtone to everything, the fact of the matter is that we are all impacted by our spiritual life, our emotional life, our lifestyles, and also our finances. These are universal things that affect the person who's in the big house and the person in the small house or out on the street. And it's a person, it affects the people in the church, it affects the people outside the church, because ultimately we all have to make decisions every day. Our will has to be exercised every day. What am I going to do? How am I going to do it? What am I going to be? And how am I going to become that? And so we all universally have that decision, no matter what country we live in, no matter what age range, whatever group you might associate us with, we all need to examine ourselves in those key areas and make decisions that will help us to live a better life.
Yes, that's good. That's real good. And you know, the bottom line, people are people. You know, we all hurt. We all cry. We all have challenges. You know, we got a lot of different things going on. You know, I had somebody say to me, they said, Dwayne, what's the difference between, you know, you being a Christian and me not being a Christian? I said, well, you know what, let me share this with you. I said, outside of your eternal resting place, this is the one thing I share with them. I said, we had the same storms that come. I said, the difference between you know, what you believe and what I believe is just that right there, you know, and that becomes the stabilizer. You know, if I believe that this is a light affliction, if I believe that this is just a season that I'm going through, if I believe that I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me, if I believe that with God all things are possible, guess what? I'm going to stand, and I'm going to endure like a good soldier and get to the other side. Whereas somebody that may not have that belief or that conviction, they're turned to what? Drugs, sex, alcohol, right? Depression, you know what I mean? Make other decisions that may just set them back even further. And so, you know, that was my reply. And you know, when I said that to the person, obviously it got their attention. But I'm really loving what you all are saying, because it's just it's so on point with, I think, life. And when I think about you all, Terrence and Marlene, you know, you all are just doing such a wonderful job. What advice or words of wisdom would you give to our young people, you know, that are listening? Because I know that they're tuning in, and, you know, and I hear from them after the fact. But what advice would you give to them when you think about divorcing your dad?
You know, I'll start off. I would say, number one, don't let this world fool you. This world is filled with temptation, and the whole Bible said that the love of money is the root of all evil, and we want to stress that it's the love. That means what's on the inside, what is inside people. And so everything that we see, everything these young people are experiencing on television, video games, in their current environment is intended to draw them into a relationship of bondage. And that is to spend more than you have, that is to give more than you should be of who you are, and that is to keep you distracted long enough so you'll never really discover who God really intended you to be. And so I would say, number one, keep your eyes open and beware of what the traps of the world has set for you. When it comes to your money, the system is designed for us to spend, not for us to invest, not for us to have a retirement, not for us to leave an inheritance for our children's children. The system is designed to get everything it can out of you so that the system itself is pleased, but the system cares nothing about us as individuals. And so we have to take command of our lives and our decisions and understand from a spiritual perspective that we are spiritual beings having this natural experience. And so
I like that.
To wake up and keep your eyes open. If you are asleep, you've got to get on the train and you've got to wake up.
I know that's right.
Always moving.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Terrence. And Marlene, what advice, again, I know that you've spoke to the parents, but what advice would you give to the parents that are listening right now, just something, a nugget or two that they can take and hold on to?
As parents, we need to figure out where we are. I like what you said earlier, locate yourself. Locate where you are in your life, and what example are you showing your children? Because that right there would determine which train that you're going to put them
That's
on.
Right.
For their future.
That's good, Marlene. I like that. Which train they gonna be on? Because you can get on the wrong train now.
Yes.
I've done that and ran out of money, y'all.
There you go. Financial debt.
Man, I'm telling you, boy. Be like, my goodness, boy. Somebody got a dollar.
Right. Exactly.
So it's really incumbent upon us as parents to be the conductor. That's why he says to train up a child.
Yes.
And training means instruction. What instructions are you giving your children? What direction are you setting them in? And that you have to be able to give that to them in their youth. Because whatever they gain in their youth, they're going to play it out in their adult life.
Yes.
I know this seems simple. We only have 18 years of our youth, and the rest of our life we spend as an adult.
Yep. My goodness, Marlene. That is so good. You know, and when is the book coming out? Because, you know, I'm like on the edge of my seat now. When is the book coming out? You know what I mean? Because this, I'm sitting up here thinking about everything you've been saying, and I've been taking notes about this book, and just the assessment piece, just the resounding message, the audience that you're speaking to, which is everybody, just the message in there for the parents and for the young people, which I love that whole piece right there, because now it's a book that the family can read. So I love what you all are doing. When is this book going to be available, and how can the listening audience get it?
Well, our target date is by the end of February. So we know that we are in the 1st of February. We are looking to have it available by the end of this month, no later than early March. However, we do have a couple of pages that web pages that they can look at to kind of get updates on when the book will be finally released. When
okay.
It is released, it will be available on all your major book purchasing venues such as Amazon.com and all of those other major venues. The website is divorcedebt.net, That's our main site, divorcedebt.net.
Mm.
And then we also have a Facebook page where we are building up the anticipation of the book coming out, and that's facebook.com/divorceyourdebt.
That's good. That's real good. Now, did you send, I know that you sent me the website. Did you send me the Facebook link also, Terrence?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'll make sure all that's connected to this show. So when people go in
awesome.
And they listen to the show, they can get that information about you all as well.
Awesome.
Because I think that's very important. That is so important. And you know what? I know that you're going to be doing workshops and stuff like that too, right? Are you going to have some talk a little bit about that. I mean, cuz you know, obviously the people could get the book, but then you want to kind of marry it with that. What's the just share that whole piece. What's the plan for that?
Sure. The game plan is that we are currently in the process of booking opportunities to be able to present the book, the information, and the workshop. One of the workshops will likely be at the conference that Team Train has.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That will be one of the workshops for the parents that we're going to offer them. And I know Marlene is going to be speaking at a couple of venues coming up also. So we're already in the process of setting up workshops for people to come out and get this information. And also, at these workshops, we will have the books available to be able to present to them.
Awesome. And you all go, in terms of your booking information, people could book you to come in and speak at their churches. They can have you come to their schools, to their community centers. They can basically have you come anywhere, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. We want to get the word out.
Well, that's right. So people, you all hear that. Terrence and Marlene, they are available to come out and bring this powerful message right to your doorstep. So we want to really encourage all of our listening audience, parents that are listening, share this with your friends, family members. Everybody knows somebody that's hurting. Everybody knows somebody that wants to do something different in their life, because it's like what you said, Marlene, if you just listen, if you just pay mm-hmm. attention, we can see what's happening. And so this is a solution, and I'm excited that you all were courageous enough to stick to this thing and see it all the way through. I cannot wait until the book comes out. We're gonna pump it on this end. And so, man, Terrence and Marlene, you know, you all, man,
B&M.
Just having you on the show is just it's an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. It's an honor to be here, Dwayne. And we wouldn't have it any other way, my friend.
Yes, sir. Well, you know what? As we are getting ready to close out and bring this train ride to as we're getting ready to pull it into the station, one of the things I just want to say to the listening audience is this. Every opportunity we get with 3T Radio, we're going to bring you the best. We're going to bring people before you that have a heart to see people in a better place, individuals who have who are not just talking this thing, but they're walking it. Terrence and Marlene, I can tell you personally, I've seen them grow as individuals, as a team, as a family, and they are the real deal. And so, you know, I want to encourage you, make sure you pick up this book. It's going to be a tremendous blessing. You know, we're going to, again, like I said, pump it on this end. And again, you know, we thank everybody for tuning in today. 3T Radio is here to create a platform so that we can not only share information that's pertinent to everyday living, but to allow an opportunity for you to share with us what's happening with you. So until I see you all next week, we want to say to you, God bless you, stay encouraged, and you stay in faith, okay? Thank you so much. See you next week on 3T Radio.
closet. This world ain't getting better, they getting worse. Feel the curse, not just the verse, but hoping truth gets dispersed. Spent thousands of dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated and faded, feeling jaded about to burst.